The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR in Estherville and Rick Patry of Eldora Newspapers. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator. Israel announced today that it's captured some documents that allegedly prove that Iran has been deceiving the world about its nuclear program. Do you have any response to that?
Yeah. As a person that opposed the agreement that Obama, that he negotiated 3 years ago, it wasn't ever put to a vote, so I didn't have a chance to really express it like you would on a treaty. But I have very much doubts that they're very sincere about not being a nuclear power, and I think this proves it. And I think it puts a lot of credibility on one of two things. Either the president pulling out of the agreement, which I would rather have him negotiate something to make it a better agreement, or if he doesn't pull out, then maybe it gives him enough pressure on Germany, England, and France to push for renegotiation.
Senator, this is Rick Patry at the Eldora paper. Kind of in the same light, have you got kind of an assessment or, some feelings on what's some of the developments in the last few days, really, in regard to the North Korea-South Korea situation?
Yeah, but I got it probably the same place you did from the news media. I haven't talked to anybody in the executive branch of government or our intelligence that could give me their read on it, and I would put more confidence in their read than my read or our news media. But it looks to me like, in a surprising fashion, Mr. Kim, the leader of North Korea, is going much further than anybody thought he would to give credence to the negotiations coming up, that he's going to negotiate in real good faith, unlike in three previous presidents, both Republican and Democrat, fell for his dad negotiating and not negotiating in good faith, promising something and then not delivering it. It seems to me like this Mr. Kim knows that that's a problem, and it seems like he's doing what he can by Trump, that he's going to negotiate in good faith and really reduce the nuclear fear. Now, whether he'll go as far as the president is implying he's got to go to immediately tear down his nuclear capability, I don't know. But not promising not to test anymore, promising to shut down the testing facilities that they already have in place, is a good first start for having confidence that we may really be getting a serious agreement with North Korea this time, unlike three other times when it collapsed.
Okay, Ed.
All right, Senator, news today that the migrant caravan that's been traveling across Mexico has reached the U.S. border. Do you think those refugees should be allowed into the country?
Well, as a person that takes the oath to uphold the law and the Constitution, and if the law says that they should be allowed to enter the country to claim that they're a refugee, then I'd say we got to follow the law. But I don't know whether the law is really that specific. And I hope it isn't, because we ought to be able to say you can cross the border into our country or you can't. You can't have the whole world, 9 of 7 billion people, coming to the border of the United States and say we want in. And so our people that are taking the view that that's what the law says, then if that's what the law says, I suppose we have to interview them. But we don't have to grant them their status unless they're their status meets the needs of the law. But I believe that you should only enter the country when we tell you you can enter the country, not that you can come up to the border and say, you got to let me in. Just doesn't sound like what a sovereign nation should have to do.
Okay, Rick.
Senator, here just in recent days, your name's been mentioned with this too, but can you maybe just give a little bit of a comment or assessment on what you think the status of legislative or congressional attempts to kind of protect protect probes and investigations like the Mueller probe?
You're talking about Mueller?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the president's going to fire Mueller, and I would advise him not to, because it seems like everything that's been said about collusion with Russia over the last year, there's no evidence of it. So things are going his way. So why doesn't he just let it play out? Then, of course, that's going to beg the question of why out of my committee we got a bill that would protect Mueller when maybe Mueller doesn't need any protection. Well, it kind of works this way. I'm chairman of the committee. We had a hearing on this subject last fall. Two bills were introduced. I said, I'm not going to take up two bills. If you guys get together and can get a bipartisan approach, I'll put it on the agenda. So I put it on the agenda, and because I'm a great advocate for protecting whistleblowers and doing government oversight, I think the legislation helps us do a better job of oversight, so I voted for it, and it got out 14-7 on a bipartisan vote. But if the I don't think there's a need for it, and obviously I don't think that the leader's going to bring it up. So I think voting it out of committee and my keeping my word to my colleagues is about the end of it.
Okay, Ed?
Senator, what do you think about the version of the farm bill that was passed by the House recently?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it wasn't passed by the House. It was voted out of committee, and it was voted out on a party-line vote. And there's some things that I don't like about it. Number one, they don't have an effective limit on what one family farm can get out of the farm bill. They got it written so that almost anybody that's got anything to do with a farming operation might qualify for the limit, which is going to cost the taxpayers probably $1 billion more than my amendment that would limit any one entity to a certain amount of money that one farmer could get out of the farm program. And then it's tilted too much towards southern agriculture. Rice, cotton, peanuts all have a better program and too costly to the taxpayers than what corn and soybeans and wheat has. So I'm looking forward to Senator Roberts voting out a bipartisan bill instead of a partisan bill that came out of the House committee and moving ahead with a bill that can get through the United States Senate that would have tight limitations on what one farmer can get out of the farm program and more of a balance between Midwest agriculture and Southern agriculture.
All right. Rick, this will be the last question.
Senator, it's been a few weeks here that some of the steam had went out of the fear for the trade negotiations, and there was a lot of talk that maybe things were going to work themselves out. But now here recently, it seems they're up against a deadline again. Any sense for what's taking place?
Oh, you mean a deadline so the government doesn't shut down?
No, a deadline on I understand at least that there's a deadline on coming up with some type of agreement on steel imports and...
Oh, yes. Well, I don't really think it's advanced quite as far as your question implies, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel from this standpoint. China, by the way, we got a delegation going to China this week, so that maybe there'll be more news later on this week. But short of that, they've always said they're going to let more cars in at a lower import duty, and South Korea the same way. Then in the case of Mexico and Canada, it seems like there's very good faith negotiations on a rewrite of NAFTA, but that will help.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all very much for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ed and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.